Gas price havoc. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The average price of gas in the U.S. surging to a record high $5 a gallon last week. President Biden blames the Russian invasion of Ukraine and oil companies and is still pushing for green energy expansion. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
The president called on the oil industry to produce more fuel, but U.S. refiners say they're already operating at max capacity, about 95%.
Well, I've contacted them, with my team has. They have over 9,000 leases. They can drill so the hell won't have it, but they're not doing it.
Tim Stewart, the president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association, says the blame lies elsewhere.
It's a colossal failure of your leadership.
Children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, which is expected to begin early next week. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan testing positive for COVID-19 Saturday. Shots fired at Tyson's Corner Center Mall in the D.C. area Saturday afternoon. Fairfax County Executive Deputy Chief Brian Riley giving an update on the situation.
At this time, we have no victims that we are aware of, whether at local hospitals or here on the scene, that are suffering from any gunshot wounds. None. We did have three people that were transported to local hospitals for injuries sustained while fleeing from inside of Tyson's.
Chief Riley said a fight between two groups escalated into the shooting. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says the continuing influx of people entering the U.S. illegally is too much for his city and the surrounding region to handle.
When you talk about 230,000 people coming through, that's greater than the size of our total community coming through our sector here in the Yuma area just in the last 8 months, 9 months.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More trouble looming for cryptocurrency investors.
The price of Bitcoin dropping below $20,000 on Saturday. That fall marking the first time that Bitcoin has been that low since the fall of 2020, a likely sign that a sell-off in cryptocurrencies is deepening. Bitcoin's value dropping about 70% since hitting an all-time high of $69,000. A recent spate of crypto meltdowns erasing tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and sparking more calls to regulate the industry. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Two American veterans fighting alongside Ukrainian forces captured by Russian military last week. Footage of the men appearing on a Russian news outlet Friday. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Alexander Druki and Andy Nguyen, an Army and Marine vet, were captured by Russians in Kharkiv. Meanwhile, President Biden is talking about it and also has a message for all Americans.
I have been briefed. We don't know where they are, but I want to reiterate. Americans should not be going to Ukraine now.
And the safety of those veterans, of course, is paramount.
A third U.S. veteran fighting in Ukraine now reportedly missing. A creative way to control Florida's python population. Fox's Evan Brown has more from Broward County, Florida.
Florida is setting a new python challenge for the Florida Everglades in August. A hunter who bags the most giant invasive snakes can take home a $2,500 prize.
But we really wanted to supercharge those efforts and get more and more pythons out of the Everglades so that the rest of our wildlife there could thrive.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the pythons have no natural predator in the Everglades and are blamed for destroying populations of indigenous animals. Hunters wanting to participate need to register with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.